Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Colossians chapter 1, verse 2. Paul and Timothy wrote, "We're writing to God's holy people in the city of Colossae, who are faithful brothers and sisters in Christ. May God our Father give you grace and peace." Colossae was not a particularly important town and was overshadowed by its rich and much more illustrious neighbours, Laodicea and Hierapolis. It's unlikely that Paul had ever visited the Colossians. However, in this important letter, he wanted them to know how significant they were. He called them saints, God's holy people. What mattered was not how they viewed themselves or how other people saw them, but their relationship with God. He saw them as a special people set apart for him. Many people are convinced that they're of no importance, and that it's the people with gifts, money, and influence who really matter in this life, but God would disagree with that. His view is that everyone is important because all of us have been made in his image, and if you've given your life to Christ, then you're a saint. No, we haven't been fitted with a halo, and we still get a great deal wrong. But we've been set apart to be God's holy people, and that's what saints are. The Christians of Colossae may well have felt that they had very little significance, but they mattered to God, and because of their relationship with him, they were part of a great family. They had brothers and sisters in Christ all over the world. From time to time, we probably all wonder about the significance of our lives. We may have relatives, friends, or neighbours whose lives have clearly made a great impact on society. By contrast, we seem so insignificant. If you ever feel like that, look in two directions. Look to God and remind yourself that he considers you a saint. And look to the worldwide church and think of all your brothers and sisters. You do count, whether you feel like it or not. So let me ask you a question. Do you have a low view of yourself, and if so, why? And if not, what has helped you to believe in yourself? Let me pray with you. Loving God, we thank you that we matter to you and that you've placed us in your eternal family. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.